Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are live here in the studio. It's been a while since I've been back in the studio. I've been doing a lot of travel here most recently, but great to be back here. We still produce a show for every week, so you can listen to it here at Biz Talk Radio, which streams our show out to 30 live radio stations across the country, and the podcast comes out each and every Tuesday. So this week's topic, we're going to talk about design specifically and the role of kind of this convergence of innovation and design. If you think back historically, you'll think about design as kind of a separate thing from innovation. If you read my book, you've been a long-time listener to the show, you know that I have a strong belief that you can't separate innovation from design. They have to be one and the same. And I'm actually a firm believer that you should actually move that design thinking, design engagement right up front, because it allows you to bring that human component into understanding the unspoken needs and the unspoken wants of your customers. So today, that's what our topic is. That's what we're going to talk about. And I've got a great guest that's going to join us here. So let me bring our guest in. So today's guest is Gordon Stanis. He's Director of Design and Strategy at TwistThink. Now, you may not know TwistThink, but they work and provide consulting design innovation services to a large number of companies. But previously, Gordon led senior design positions at Herman Miller, at BMW Group, Johnson Controls. Interestingly enough, all companies that I engaged with when I was at HP, particularly around accessibility, we did a lot of work with Herman Miller around office space designs for accessibility technologies, which also reported to me at one point at HP. So, Gordon, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule on a Sunday to spend with us here at the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So, Gordon, talk us a little bit about your background. You've had a pretty wide experience working from everything from, you know, office space design to industrial controls to IoT to all kinds of things. So give us a little background. Were you always someone interested in design even when you were a kid, or how did you fall into this kind of career path for yourself?
As a kid, I had a sister who was a graphic designer, so I was surrounded with the tools of her trade, and she was partnered with a photographer, so I was kind of sensitive to what he did for a living and kind of hung out in the studio and hung out at Cranbrook Art Academy, which was very near my home. So that was just sort of always in the ether, but I was more of a science guy. I was more interested in like traditional science, and I was chasing butterflies through fields and digging up tadpoles out of ponds and stuff. But
scaring your sister, yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, it's funny. I have teenage daughters, and today I was teaching one how to use a butterfly net for a science class. So I was having a flashback. But more than anything else, I was just always curious. And, you know, you read through some places that I worked, and I worked at each of those for many years, and they were all incredible experiences. But The one experience I think that might be the most valuable for people to hear is when I decided to take a sabbatical after only working in industry for 4 years. And I did it based on a deep sense of curiosity. And I recognized that I had started my career with a brain that was only half bathed in rich nutrients. So I took a 9-month sabbatical. I rode my bike around the country. And that was exactly what the doctor ordered for me personally. I'm not saying everybody needs to do that, but it was an incredibly eye-opening experience. I felt like a politician. I was getting to know my country. I was getting to know the people. And when you're in the saddle of a bike, an 80-pound, 90-pound mountain bike riding through towns from coast to coast and up and down each coast, people are very approachable. They're not intimidated at all by you. You can talk to anybody about anything. And I asked everybody what their career was and what they did and how they did it. And it was just fantastic. That was probably the most interesting career I've had, that 9 months in the saddle.
So how long did you take that sabbatical for? How long was that?
I decided to do it while on a fun trip with some friends. We were skiing out west for a week, and then we immediately followed that with 10 weeks of scuba diving in Hawaii. And at the end of that trip, that was so inspiring to me as an innovator, I realized I needed to really do something, a deep dive like that, more intentionally. And so I decided that 1 year from that date, the last day of my trip, that 1 year from that date, I would be in the saddle of a bicycle in Florida, heading north towards Nova Scotia. And that's exactly what I did.
And then how long were you on this bike trip? How long did this bike trip last?
9 months.
Nine months.
I guess that's ironically, a pregnancy, right? So I didn't design that intentionally.
Well, this has actually been a topic. Hobie, you and I did not talk about this before the show started, but this has been a topic. One of the things I preach is sometimes you almost need to take that break to do what I refer to as a trend safari. You know, mm-hmm. Go out and talk to people. Find out what's really going on out there versus just in your little cube, your little building, the friends you hang out with. Go hang out with people and in parts of the world that you just have never had any experience with.
It broadened and strengthened my personal point of view, and it gave me the authority to speak on behalf of stakeholders that maybe not everybody else had the authority. I was basically, you know, you say, oh, you ride a bike for 9 months by yourself, you're in a cave, you're alone. I was never alone. I was riding with guys and gals from Germany, Australia, New Zealand, France, America. We talked to some people from Alaska that I spent a lot of time with. We talked all day. These were really entrepreneurial, super intelligent. I was the only one with a bachelor degree. Everybody else had master's degrees and beyond that. And so couple that with, you know, meeting people in every single town and, you know, talking to loggers in Northern Washington right at the moment of the spotted owl controversy.
Oh, wow.
In a breakfast place. I wasn't sure if I was going to be never seen again. And I had a really a little bit tense, but a really thoughtful conversation with these men. They were all men who do an incredibly dangerous job, super physical. They're just doing their job. They're doing what brings bacon home to their families and so forth. And it was so eye-opening. It was so healthy.
Well, you know something? You're the second person that I know that is an accidental product of a conversation. One of the CTOs for one of the major technology companies in Canada every year takes, I don't know, like 4 to 6 weeks on his motorcycle by himself. He's gone from Calgary up to the absolute end of the furthest road you can go north.
Wow.
And that was 2 years ago. Last year, he went out to the furthest island in Alaska from Calgary all the way out to the furthest island. But it's the exact same thing. Stopping and having conversations. Now, he's the CTO for one of the major technology companies in Canada. And that's his way of saying, you know something? My staff tells me one thing, but these are my customers. Mm-hmm. I need to be out there and really understanding and empathize with them, what's going on in their life, and what is it that I can do as far as innovating new things, new products, new services, new ideas, working with my clients to actually help do that. How do I really understand what it is they're doing?
Yeah, I call that fearless curiosity. And my kids, I have teenage daughters. They're sort of amused on a good day, and on a bad day, they're mortified by how I I'm just talking to people at restaurants and, you know, sporting events and concerts and stuff, but I'm not intentionally interviewing them or anything like that, but I find every single person I meet to be interesting in several ways, and the things that they do and how they do it, I'm genuinely curious about. And when those conversations end, I look over to my daughters and they're sat half the time rolling their eyes. But you know what? They're there and they're engaged in it, not necessarily, you know, firsthand, but secondhand. And I think they actually enjoy it. And that's a designer's. I'm not an artist. I'm a designer. And you know, I'm designing for stakeholders. And I need to know what nurses think about things. And I need to know what hospital maintenance people think and what doctors think and what the purchasing group thinks so that we can do a great job for them.
Yeah.
So we have to fundamentally have to like people and want to solve all their problems as best you can.
Yeah. It's interesting because I've told the story many a time. When I was CTO at HP, I would spend most Saturdays either in a Best Buy or Circuit City when Circuit City was still around, watching customers buy and select. And if a customer chose not one of our products, but somebody else's product, I'd interview them. So this is great. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick step away here for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation on taking this input and how do you really put that human-centric design model in place. This is important for your innovation success, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens.
So 1 second.
And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into the segment of the show, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our longtime sponsors, which is Zoom. Zoom provides the video collaboration technology that we've been using here in the studio ever since we went on to radio over 2 years ago. But it's also a tool that I use every day where I'm a CEO. It's the only way that I can stay connected to my customers or members, my staff, the vendor community that we have to engage with from around the world. I'm on a Zoom call every day, probably 3 or 4 different calls a day. And it's the tool that I've become most dependent on. If you haven't tried it, check it out. It's what I've said many times on this show is it's the first video collaboration technology that doesn't suck. So check it out. We've worked out an arrangement with Zoom to get you a free account. So just go to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. That free account will allow you to collaborate with up to 50 people. That's right, 50 people you can collaborate with. And check it out. If you're not already using it, trust me, you will love it. So let's continue on our conversation with Gordon Stanis from Twistthink. So Gordon, we were talking right at the end really about both of our backgrounds in, you know, wanting to have that direct engagement with clients to really understand. So how did that, you know, you did kind of the bike thing, you've had the career, but you've kind of built up this philosophy, which Twistthink has around the role of human-centric design. So why don't you talk a little bit about that philosophy and how that all came about for you?
So you know, people who are trained in industrial design don't realize it or didn't realize it 20 years ago, but they were being trained in human-centered design and they were being trained in design thinking. It's just those acronyms hadn't been fully codified, the tools and methods hadn't been properly documented and so forth. So the only thing that we've done differently, I'd say in the last 5 years, is we have completely embraced the industry standards for methods and tools. And we've gone the step further. We've trained every single member of our staff. So mechanical engineers, electronic engineers, marketing people, we've trained them on, you know, what is this thing? Why does it deserve to exist? How does it work? And we're not expecting to cut everybody loose on every single tool and method, but there are some that we lean on pretty hard. And I'm really proud to say that a large percentage of our staff can lead workshops. They can lead the HCD process. And at minimum, they know exactly where they are and they know where to go next. Kind of like the old mall map. You know, we all walk up to these big looming maps in the center of a mall, and we decide, are we going to go talk to the information person, or am I going to look at this big billboard and find my orange triangle? HCD as a scaffolding and a process map is really useful just for that. It gives the cross-functional team the same vocabulary the same tools and the same mall map. And that's incredibly beneficial.
So for those of our listeners who may not know what, you know, they probably have heard, you know, some of the terminology. Give us a couple of minutes of how you define HCD.
Okay. So oftentimes we're working with a group of people, for instance, teachers. We're helping to redesign a school. We do a pro bono project every single year. Right now we're doing a public school redesign. It's a significant redesign. So traditionally how that happens is principals and superintendents decide what to do. They call an architect. The architect creates plans. And then you hold those plans up in front of the community and you say, please vote for these plans in the form of a millage so that we can do these great things for our kids. That's what happens 99 times out of 100, okay? I'm sitting on the board of this this local school, and I said, that seems crazy. Why would we want to be professional salespeople in the 11th hour when we're all nervous and we get one shot at this? Wouldn't it make sense to interview our stakeholders, like students, like parents, like faculty, like leadership of the school, like the other two-thirds of the people who I haven't mentioned yet, and they pay taxes? Those are community members that don't have kids in school, and they may not have been in the school for 10 or 20 or 30 years, and they can make or break this campaign. So we crafted a workshop experience. We had over 160 people, ranging from fourth graders to octogenarians, all in separate groups. I asked them four very similar questions. You know, we have a database, and it's not a quantitative database, but it's a rich qualitative database, and we use that to create guiding principles to direct our architects, and they're doing this right now, frankly. And in a matter of a couple of months, we'll be holding up drawings back to the community, and we're going to be able to say, this is what you said you valued. This is what you said you wanted to support and you want for your kids and your community and so forth. And here it is. And we hope you love it, and we hope you support it. That's a way better way. It's a way better strategy than the prior.
Yes. Well, versus the, you know, the old block cube problem, right? You know, everything's a cube. You just slap it down on a piece of paper and connect the cubes, and that's the extent of design.
Yeah, we call when I'm addressing a group of people. I mean, just imagine addressing fourth graders. This was what was so great about this project is the variety of stakeholders. So we're talking to fourth graders, and we're talking to 80-year-old men and women in the community. And the easy way to connect with them and make them understand what we're doing and why we're doing it this way is, we call this an anti-arrogance process, okay? We've all heard that term, high horse. You know, oh, he or she is up on their high horse, and they think that they know better than we do. Well, think about that as a metaphor. If you're standing among thousands of people and you're sitting on a horse, you do have an elevated perspective, and you can trick yourself into thinking that your perspective is superior to everybody else's perspective, when in fact, all you've done is removed yourself from eye contact, from a rich collaborative posture with those stakeholders. You're fooling yourself thinking that you can look at thousands of people and understand them. You can't. You have to get off the horse, and you have to move through them and walk through them and engage with them and collaborate with them. And that's what HCD does.
Yep.
And when we tell people that story, they get it.
Well, it is. I mean, everybody tends to defer, right? It's interesting because my original major was architecture, right? But I don't classify myself as a designer, right? I, you know, everyone wants to be the new Frank Lloyd Wright when it comes to being an architect. I grew up in Chicago, by the way, so I have a little affinity for FLW. But, you know, you quickly realize that though it is the variety of perspectives that come to the table that actually has some of the biggest impact. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up this part of the conversation on human-centered design to talk a little bit more about how that plays out and how that plays out in innovation. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick, short commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back, I have a shout-out for one of our other sponsors, HP. Now, for those of you longtime listeners, you're probably going, hold on, Phil, you used to be the CTO there. And yes, you'd be true. I retired at the end of 2011 as the Chief Technology Officer at HP. And I'm still a big fan of the company and the products and the technologies. HP's approached, and they have picked up a financial support sponsorship. So they provide us with both equipment and sponsorship fees. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you know that 100% of my author royalties and anything left over from producing the show and all that all go to one of two charities, Hacking Autism or Pioneer Education Africa. Hacking Autism, working with those on the autism spectrum who have an 81% unemployment rate. Pioneer Education Africa, we're creating an innovation, creativity classroom curriculum. We're testing it in Africa, because it's really hard to test it in the United States, to help the youth that are coming into the school systems to be competitive in what I refer to as the creative economy that we are moving into. So I want to thank HP for their support, both for the equipment for the studio, but also for the support for the nonprofit work that we do here at Killer Innovations. So check it out. You can go over to killerinnovations.com/HP. You can see the gear that they're putting into the studio, some great stuff. Or you can just hop over to hp.com, check out the latest and greatest. You want to check out that new EliteBook 360 laptop. It's the one I carry. I love it. It goes everywhere with me. In fact, it's right here in the studio. We run a lot of my all my day-to-day stuff on it. You want to check it out. So check out HP, hp.com. Thanks. So let's pick up our conversation. Gordon, we're coming up the end. We were just describing, you know, the whole concept behind human-centered design. But, you know, you've been a designer for quite some time, and you're at a company like Herman Miller, and you decide to leave Herman Miller to start TwistThink. Why would, you know, when I think of design, I think of Herman Miller as like one of the big, you know, inspirational companies that are out there. So what was it that you wanted to accomplish by starting TwistThink?
First of all, I have a lot of admiration for Herman Miller. I did decades before I worked there. My sister had their famous Herman Miller picnic posters hanging in her studio. So I was always wondering, who is this amazing company that's so forward thinking and collaborates with these brilliant men and women to create these beautiful sculptural functional objects. So working there for 4 years was a real treat. But I also realized while there that I really love technology. I used to work on Nokia phones when they were the king of the hill, and everything was brand new, and we were making it up as we went. There's a funny story when personal phones were pretty new. This is not long after bag phones debuted. So when handheld personal phones, like the 101 and the 232, which I worked on, everybody wanted to say they were the smallest. Well, the best way to say you're smallest is to do a water displacement test. So here is an industrial designer gathering up all the printed circuit boards and displays and popple switches and antenna and so and chips and hot gluing them together and then doing a water displacement test of just the components themselves to see where my starting point was, and then shrink evac forming ABS plastic around them to see what my next starting point was with a minimal wall thickness, and then smearing automotive Chivant clay into strategic areas to soften the overall feel of these phones. We were inventing processes that sound absurd right now, but we were doing, and that's really, really fun to be on the cutting edge of technology and trying to find a new way to do something. In the rearview mirror, it looks like a Lascaux cave painting, but in the moment, it is thrilling, exciting, and it works. So at Herman Miller, they weren't a technology company 15 years ago. They actually are now. We've helped them. We just wrapped up a 2-year project with them, and they've launched some pretty compelling new technologies. So we're proud to have had a hand in that. But I and a colleague, he was working at Automotive Tier 1. I was working at Herman Miller. We collaborated for a year and pulled the trigger and decided to try something new. And the new was get some world-class industrial designers in a room with some world-class technology designers. We know that those usually are at opposite ends of the corporate campus. They speak totally different languages. They don't naturally empathize with each other. They don't understand each other. And we jammed them together. I mean, that was our first human-centered design project right there, was creating a culture in which we didn't just survive under the same roof, but we would thrive. And I love working with people who are way smarter about different things than me. Nothing's more depressing than having a carbon copy of yourself sitting next to you echoing what you're saying.
Right.
That's a waste of human capital. Right?
Exactly. So what were some of the lessons you ran into? Because you're talking about you basically you becoming your own first client on trying to drive organizational design around doing human-centric design just within your own staff. And
Right.
A lot of organizations are dealing with this now. If they get into design thinking or they think human-centered design is important, they got to deal with organizational issues today to make that happen.
Yep. And we're lucky we have a head start. We have a 16-year head start on that process. And it's not rocket science. First of all, we don't have departments. We never have. And we move everyone's seat. And I'm the guy who takes the hit for deciding who sits next to whom every 6 months. But we move everybody's chair every 6 months. Everybody gets the same desk, the same chair, the same computer, essentially. And we do not allow tap roots and alliances. You know, if you watch any of the Survivor reality show, we don't allow alliances to form. It's just not healthy. We want to stay focused on the best idea wins, not the best group or the best this or that. So we also do a lot of events for our teams and with their families and so forth. And, you know, you just put people in a room and their guard drops and they get to know each other and they realize there's no boogeyman.
Yeah.
We're all doing our best to do a great job and we want to be excellent together as a team.
Yep.
So the whole idea of team is echoed daily in our space in subtle ways and overt ways. We have mountain bike rides every 3 weeks where the entire team, as much people as we can get together, we go ride. We're blessed with terrific mountain bike trails in the area. And you know what? Skinning your knee and flying over the handlebars and carrying somebody out of the woods. And that helps form team bonds and adds the necessary dimension to the day job.
So TwistThink's had a lot of variety of clients. Talk us through some of the work that the firm has done.
Yeah, I oftentimes joke there's an easier way to make a buck than the way we do it. We work in... I was laughingly said to someone recently, they said, what markets do you work in? I said, it's easier to tell you the markets we don't work in. So to date, we have not designed a church and we haven't designed a prison. Those are the only two markets I can think of that we haven't had some contribution toward.
But you've got everything though from consumer goods projects to all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and as you, I'm sure you can understand, the our value is the fact that we have points of view in all these different markets, and we're able to cross-pollinate in a new technology in one field might be not so new in another industry, and vice versa, and we can shine some bright lights. We never divulge trade secrets, obviously. We don't point to IP. We generate a lot of IP. We have hundreds of patents as a firm. But you know what? For instance, right now we're working with two great companies, Bissell, based in Western Michigan, vacuum cleaners, and Milliken, based down south in Carolinas. And we're working on different projects, totally different projects for both of them, but we can't help but think that there are really compelling synergies should these two companies come together, share the problems they're trying to solve, and realize, hey, your product works on my product, and my product affects your product, and what if, right?
Exactly.
We've done that. We've done that for a decade. We've brought
well, I think you bring up a good point, which is
together.
Which is that cross-pollination. When you've got enough experiences from enough efforts and activities, we're going to need to just step out and take another quick commercial break. When we come back, Gordon, what I'd like for you to do is just share one or two pieces of advice for organizations that really are thinking about jumping into human-centered design. What would be kind of things that you would advise them just jumping in? So we come back from commercial break. Gordon's going to give us some take-home advice, things that you can apply to your organization and your activities. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Let's pick up our conversation with Gordon Stanis of TwistThink. Now, Gordon, as we're going into the commercial break, I gave you the challenge of coming up with one or two pieces of advice you would give to an organization that hasn't really got human-centered design activities within their maybe R&D organization or their innovation organization. What would be the one or two pieces of advice you would give to an organization that's thinking about really embracing this design thinking, human-centered design?
Okay. Three things. Create a common language, and I know it's very easy to say and it's difficult to do. We have done it with organizations. We know how to do it, and we know it pays enormous dividends. So you create a process, and you train people with a common language, and you set them free, and they can actually do something that is so difficult for human beings. They can communicate effectively.
Okay.
Cross-functional teams can communicate effectively. That's huge. Number two is visualize. It's incredible how many organizations think that creating Visio diagrams and Excel spreadsheets and maybe even a Microsoft project plan is a rich form of communication between bipeds with different perspectives. It is not. When I say communicate, I mean visual, three-dimensional, two-dimensional, shaded, illustrated ideas that the average person, think pedestrian, the average person can look at and understand. And get those on the wall and keep them on the wall and refresh that wall frequently. And I'm not talking about a little 3-foot section of wall. I'm talking about a 100-foot section of wall that's 8 feet tall. Those two things, you do those two things, it will have transformative power for your organization. And we're shocked and dismayed, frankly, that, 40 years into the everyone understanding what industrial design is and so forth, that those are still viewed as new ideas. And then the third thing, there's this hierarchy to get to innovation. One of my frustrations being a designer for 30 years is hearing that buzzword thrown around so strategically by one person and not strategically by another person. And that word is like an old football that just gets kicked through the parking lot and skinned up and beat up. So here's something to consider. Innovation is an outcome. Okay? There are some steps and there are skills associated with the steps that allow any person or group or organization to get to the innovation summit. So I just finished up a climbing trip, so bear with me as I use this as a metaphor. So the parking lot for innovation, where you take your gear out and you're loading it up in your pack and you're sorting it, you're making sure you have everything. The parking lot's curiosity. Okay? You can't innovate if you're not genuinely curious. If you just want to make money, that's not a great starting point for innovation, okay? Making money is a byproduct of innovation. So curiosity is essential. You got to get people around the table that care and they're really genuinely, naturally curious. The second step is imagination. So you have to place a value and reward curiosity. You have to reward imagination. And then there's this thing that is similar to imagination, but in my world, it's actually very, very different, and it's called creativity. I know very creative people who are not imaginative, and conversely, I know very imaginative people that can't create. They don't know how to take an initial idea and form it and shape it and morph it and test it, prototype it in any form to get to an innovation. So this, again, parking lot is curiosity. Base camp is imagination, mid camp is creativity, and the fleeting summit, you get up there, you take some great photos, and you hustle back down before the storm rolls in so that you can do it all over again. That summit is innovation itself. That's a metaphor I came up with about 6 months ago, and I've been shopping it around our office. It's been gaining some pretty good traction. We even slapped it on our beehive out on our patio. We've got a 4-layer beehive, and we layered it in 4 ways. And we're just doing whatever we can do to reinforce these primitive, basic messages. But until people understand a definition, they can't promote it. And until it's rewarded, until people are rewarded for each step, each rung on that ladder, they won't get done.
Yeah, they won't do it. So, Gordon, if people want to keep track of what you're up to and what you're doing, what's the best place to find you?
Our website is easy to find, twistthink.com. There's one overlapping T in the middle in Twistthink. And we're all, being transparent. A year ago, we kind of lived in our little cave, and we just did our work for our clients. And, you know, oftentimes they wouldn't even – if they went out and won an international design award, they didn't even want us mentioned because they wanted to win that award on their own as a point of pride. And, you know, we were kind of quietly serving them in the background. So we were maybe guilty of being overly humble and maybe even a little naive. In the last year, we have challenged our entire staff to do more things like I'm doing today. If you're going to a conference, that's great. We'll pay for you to go to New York City for a week and go to that great conference. Which breakout session are you going to speak at?
Yeah,
that's become the mantra. If you're going, you're not just it's not a spectator sport. You're in it.
Yeah,
right?
you have to get out there and tell the story. And I was out on your site, and it is phenomenal as far as being able to look at your portfolio of projects. So, Gordon, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy Sunday to come and spend your day off with us here at Kill Innovations. I greatly appreciate it. And I want to stay in touch. You guys are doing some really impressive stuff, and it can be a great source of inspiration for a lot of people. So congratulations. And again, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
So as we wrap up the show, then let's, I've got a couple of quick announcements here. One is that we've got the two events coming up, Tuesday, September 26th in New York City, and Thursday, September 29th in Washington, D.C. I'm hosting breakfast. If you want to come, check it out. I think New York's about sold out. They've only got maybe one or two seats left. The way to register is to go over to theinnovators.network/NYC, or you go over to theinnovators.network/DC for the Washington, D.C. one. So check those out. Meet up. Let's have a conversation. Meet other innovators. And so with that, we're going to wrap up this week's show. Appreciate you taking the time out of your Sunday to be with us. And we'll talk to you next week. Do not let the innovation antibodies get you down. Go change the world.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.